Okay. Today's daf is daf Kuf Dalet. Kuf Dalet. Today's shiur is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, Le'il Nishmas Figachaya Bas Akiva, and Hendel Bas Menachem. Okay. We are up to Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Amar Rava. Amar Rava. So we were discussing if you're allowed to use a chalitza shoe that has tzaraas on it. So we said is a machlokes if a shoe that's confirmed to have tzaraas, it's already as if it's going to be burnt, has the din of burnt, even though it's right there in front of you. Therefore, you can't use it. It has no shear. And then we said no, not everyone holds from that. Why? Special limud. Maybe that's true with other things, but not over here. Amar Rava, Hilchasa. Halacha is echad tzadah hamuzgor. If the sandal is just potentially has tzaraas, so we lock it up for 7 days, we're not sure, or echad tzadah shemuchlat, or it's muchlat that it has tzaraas, it's confirmed either way. Echad sandal shal avodas kochavim, or it's a sandal that Rashi says they put the sandal on the foot of the idol, meaning they'll carry it's like part of the idol's clothing. You don't worship the sandal itself. It's part of what the idol wears. Even if it's that, lo tachlo, tzalich achilu, don't do that. But v'im chalza chalitza sakshera, it's kosher. One more line. Fine, it's kosher. I'll stop right here. Shel takroves avonis kochavim. If the actual shoe was worshipped, it was used as avonis kochavim. So some say that what it means is, the only way you could ever worship an idol and make it asr bahana is if you worship it either in any way that was worshipped on the base of Mikdash. Shechita, Ketores, what did you do with the shoe? What did you do with the shoe? So some say what they did was, we're talking about the shoe was made out of a hide that was shechted for Avodah Zarah. It was made out of the leather from an animal that had been shechted for Avodah Zarah. So even though it's already now a shoe, it doesn't make a difference. It's still asr. That, or v'shalir nidachas, or of an ir nidachas, right, which everyone holds is already considered destroyed and has no shear, or b'shal zalkat ha'asir l'chvodo, or an elderly person that it has been set aside for tachrichim. All these cases, lo tachlot. You can't do it. V'yam chalza, chalitaso, pisula. If you use those, it's pasul. Why? Because it has the din of a shul. Amalei ravina l'ravashi, maishna zalkat ha'asir l'chvodo. Why can't you use an old man who set it aside for tachrichim? The lav lahalichu of it, because nobody walks with those shoes. So the beidina nami. So too the shoe of the bezdin. Right, like we said, they used to have special shoes in the bezdin. Not everybody owned the chalitza shoe, so they have special shoes in the bezdin. Lav lahalichu of it. That's not made for walking. Nobody can walk around with those. So why are those shoes okay? So the Gemara says, "Amalei ilu maski be shlucha de beidina mikapet leidina." Let's say one of the guys who works for the bezdin would put them on. Would anybody get upset? No, nobody would mind. They want to break it. Nobody would mind. So what do you see? It does have a dina. It does have a shame for walking. Ketachrichim, nobody wears that. Nobody wears that. So therefore, that's the difference. Okay. So getting back to the avodah zarah. So how come you're allowed to use a shoe of avodah zarah? Isn't it usher to have ana? Isn't it usher to have hana from avodah zarah? How could you use a avodah zarah shoe for chalitza? Right. So Rashi asked that question. And Rashi says mitzvahs lav lahanas didnu. Mitzvahs lav lahanas didnu. Just like you're allowed to use a shofar from avodah zarah, right? In Yonah Diyoma. Why? Because the ayit in avodah zarah, it doesn't make a difference. Mitzvahs were not given for hana. That's what Rashi says. That's a principle that we hold from. Just one interesting point over here. The Taz says that doesn't apply by Talmud Torah. Why? Because Talmud Torah is Mesamech Halev, that Avil's not allowed to learn Torah. So, for example, if you'll make a neder, I make a neder that I'm not gonna have hana from that shofar. Are you allowed to listen to that shofar, Rosh Hashanah? The answer is yes. What if you make a neder, I'm not gonna have hana from that sefer? Are you allowed to learn from that sefer? The Taz said no. You made by Talmud Torah, it's different. You hear? You hear such a thing? The Chedrei Deya, He says, what's the Taz talking about? We have a Gemara that says, every mitzvah is like that. Every mitzvah gives you simcha halev, especially if you're into mitzvahs, it also makes you happy. We had a story in the Gemara that somebody was masmich geula l'tfila, and he couldn't get a smile off him the whole day. He was so happy. So what do you mean only Torah? Every mitzvah is like that if you have a proper frame of mind. He leaves that b'tzarachiyah. So some want to answer based on something that one of the Rishonim says, the Rav Avraham Ahar, he says the only time we say mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu is when you're doing a maisa. When you're doing a maisa, when you're doing an action, you're getting hana, even that's not why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it because I'm getting hana. It could be that I enjoy the sound of a shofar very much. It's a geschmack for me. That's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah. That's why I'm doing it. Therefore, it could be a woman could enjoy taking off shoes of a, could be. That's not why she's doing it. She's doing it because it's a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah, and the hana that is here doesn't matter. But by Torah, the whole point of Torah is to give you simcha and hana, and that's the whole point. So to say that mitzvah is lav l'hanos, that's not shayach by Talmud Torah. The whole thing isn't even shayach. So of course you can't. Of course, if you make a neder not to use that sefer, of course you can't use that sefer. Of course you can't use that sefer. The whole Indian, there's no maisa by Talmud Torah, there's just learning. So the Taz makes sense. The only question is, doesn't the woman go free now? Can't she write anybody she wants? What do you mean she gets no hana? She gets an unbelievable benefit out of this. Now she's free. No? The answer is, that's a result. That's a result. It's a secondary result. By the way, after we do this chalitza, then it's mutter for you to marry whoever you want. That's a result. That's not a direct. It's only secondary. Secondary hana. That's not even in this parsha here. Okay. New Mishnah. Chalitza belayla. Let's say you did a chalitza at night. It's at night. What's wrong with the night? We'll see you in a minute. Chalitza belayla. Chalitza sok sheir. It's good. Rabbi Elazar Posel. He says it's no good. Only by day. Bismal. What if you did a chalitza with your left foot? What if you did a chalitza with your left foot? Chalitza sa pisula. It's pasul. Rabbi Eliezer, mashir. So it's kosher. So it's two machlokas in, night and left foot. Right. That's a left shoe on the right foot. That was that case. Here we're talking about the left foot on the left foot. The Rashba has a four-way machlokas. What if you're left-footed? I don't know what that means. But it can be left-handed. What if you're left-footed? Such a thing. So if you're left-footed, does it change? Right? So he says, well, listen, by tefillin it changes. Everybody wears tefillin on their right hand. But a lefty wears, I'm sorry, everyone wears tefillin on the left hand. But a lefty wears it on his right hand. So should the same thing be by chalitza? Or maybe no, because by tefillin there's a special limud, right? Yad cha. We say Yad Keha. You have to wear a pedafka on your weaker hand. Who said that the same din would be by chalitza? So first he says you switch, like a lefty switches. Second pshat could be, you do whatever the rov does. You'll probably be righty. Third, he comes up with another idea. Just like a lefty is a pasal avoda, so too a left-footed person should be ineligible for nothing, no chalitza. That some say that, no. The whole reason why a lefty can't do avoda is his din of a bal mum. A lefty, unbelievable, a lefty has a din of a bal mum. Right? So if you have a din of a bal mum, you can't do avoda. But who said that should transfer over to hilchas chalitza? Shulchan Aruch Paskins, don't you do if somebody's a lefty? He's a left-footed person? You do chalitza on both. The question is, do you do one before the other, or do you do them at exactly the same moment? That's a big discussion. But, because let's say you do one, then it could be it's the wrong one, shayla, whatever. But I saw that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins do both. Like we're not familiar with these halachas because, luckily, they're very rare. Right? If you do a chalitza, it means someone died young, generally. So they're very rare. But yeah, the minhag is, the halacha is that if someone is left-footed, they take a shoe off both. Okay, So Gemara says, so what's the machlokas here about the night? What's going on here with the night? So lema b'hakam b'flugi. Demar savar, makshinon, rivim, l'negoyim. One holds, we make a hekish to riva, from rivim, which is a halach, a dinim, to negoyim. To negoyim. This is in this week's parsha. It says in this week's parsha, where's the pasuk? The pasuk is not on the side. What? The pasuk is, Rashi says the pasuk? The pasuk is, right, kol riv v'chol nega. Yeah, I want to quote the full pasuk. Full pasuk, it's amazing where this pasuk is. The pasuk says, in this week's parasha, v'nigshu ha-kohanim b'nei Levi, ki bom bochar Hashem elokecha l'sharso, ulevorech b'shem Hashem, v'alpihem yihyeh kol riv v'chol nega. You know where that pasuk is? In the middle of Egla Rufa. In the middle of Egla Rufa, so who's the side of the Egla Rufa here? So we know it's Bezdin. Right? But the Torah calls it the Kahan, right? The V'chol Zikno Ir, right? So right, stuck in the middle of there is a pasuk that talks about Al Pihem by the Kahanim, Kol Riv, any fight, any controversy, any machlokes, V'chol Noga, and any tzaraf. So why are these two here? Why are these two here? So the Gemara says, we make a hekish, right? Mar Savar, lo makshin and rivim when a goyim. Rashi points out, negoyim can only be decided by day. How are you going to look at a tzaraas at night? Only be decided by day. So too, all controversy can only be decided by day. Umar Savar, lo makshin and rivim when a goyim. No, you don't make such a hek. Right, so one says you do, and one says you don't. That's what one says you can do it at night, and one says you can't do it at night. If you can do it at night, you don't hold from the tekish. So why can't I do it at night? What's wrong with doing the chalitza at night? If I hold from the hekish, I can't do it at night. I can't look at negoyim at night. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what's going on here. Look, the kuliyama lo makshinan rivim lo negoyim. Nobody says we compare the two. Why? To e makshinan, because if we did compare the two, afilu gemar din ben laila nami lo. We couldn't even do a gemar din at night. As Rashi points out, gemar din you can for sure do at night. A gemar din. So why is chalitza a gemar din? So some say, you know why chalitza is a gemar din? Because now there's a chalitza, now she can collect the ksuva. Till there was a chalitza, she wasn't able to collect the ksuva from the first husband, because then she's going to be married to the second husband. But now that it's like a gemar din. Others say it's a gemar din. Now she's fully mutter to marry anybody she wants. So now it's a gemar din. So everyone holds it can do that at night. A gemar din can be done at night. Maybe you can't start a court case at night, but if you have a gemar at night, it's not a problem. So nobody holds from the tekish. So what's the machlokas about? Chalitza is like tchilas din. Tchilas din we don't do at night. Umar savar chalitza ki gemar din damya. And some say it's a gemar din. A gemar din, you can do it at night. So again, why is the chalitza tchilas din? Why is it a gemar din? So it could be the same issues. Just depends on how you look at it. The ksuva could be a tchilas din. Now I can go to court and not collect that ksuva. Before I wasn't even eligible to walk into court to collect the ksuva. Now that I have a chalitza, now I can go after the first husband's estate to collect the ksuva. That could be a gemar din, it could be a tchilas din. So they look at it. Right? Now I can start fighting for the ksuva. Or some say, no, it's the issue of marriage. Now she's eligible. Now someone can call her up and say, I have a shidduch for you. Right? Before that, it wasn't even who's calling her. No one's calling her. She's still a zakuk. Right? So either way, okay. Rabba Bar Chiya Katufsa Avar Uvda B'mok. He made a chalitza with mok, which we said yesterday is not leather, but it could be a hard, some kind of hard material. Ubi Yechidi, without Edim, Ubalayla, and he did it at night, not without Edim, without a bezdin. He did it by himself. He watched it by himself, Ubalayla, and at night. So Amar Shmuel, Kama Rav Guvre Da Avad Ki Yechidai. What a great man, he did it by himself. Rashi says he's insulting him. Who does he think he is? To go against the... To do it by himself, without a bezdin. Who does he think he is? Right? So my kushya, what was his problem? What was Shmuel's problem with him, with these three issues? Emok, it can't be the fact that he didn't use leather. Stamatanya, we had already, some said that's okay. We had anonymous vrice that was okay. Right? And the thinking is that if it's anonymous, it's universal. Because no one's saying otherwise. Elila, if it was because he did it at night, Starmatanya. Iron Mishnah says you can do it at night. It's anonymous. Oh, one person said, by the way, no, you can't. But the anonymous opinion, which is Mistama, the majority opinion, says you can do it at night. Ella, what was the problem? Yechidi kakashale. How can he do it himself? Hechi offered be yechidi. How can he do it without a bed in there? Dichidakatani la. He only held like this lone shita, which we can have on a base. Ditnan. Chalza bishnayim. What's he have a chalitza done with two people? Only two dayanim are there. Oh, bishlosha, or three dayanim, but vidim to echabim karva apostle. One of them's a relative. So we hold chalitza psula. That's not a good chalitza. It's on videotape and everyone can watch that it was a done kahalacha. It doesn't make a difference. The bezin's no good. Reb Shimon, Reb Yochanan, Hassan, Lamachshirim. They said, no, it is good. And you know what? Umaisa, Be'echad, there was once a story, Shechalat Beina Lebeina, the Beiswa Surim. A man did chalitza to a woman in prison. Nobody was there. There wasn't even one. Nobody was there at all. Uba Maisel of Ne Rabbi Akiva. And they came to Rabbi Akiva. Some say Rabbi Akiva was in the prison with them. He was also in prison, Rabbi Akiva. And they came to Rabbi Akiva. The Hichshir, he said, it's okay. Maybe he saw it. Maybe he saw it by himself. One dying. So what do you see? This is not the majority opinion. This is a lone, right? They call him Kutta's item shita. No one holds like this. Watch it on security camera. So he's moderate. But the point is, this is not a universal idea. So the Amr of Yosef, Amr Yuni, Amr of Nachman, Ein Alacha Ka'oso Zog. We don't paskin like that. You can't have a chalitza done with one person watching. You need a legitimate festin. Or you could say, no, Kulu Nama Yechidai Katani Luhu. All three things he did wrong. Not wrong. All three things he did, not leather, alone, and at night. All of them were really based on one tana. The Tanya Amar Bishmal Ben Yosi Ani Ra'isi to Bishmal Ben Elisha. I once watched Bishmal Ben Elisha Shechalatz. He did chalitza b'mok with not leather, b'yichidi and ubalayla and at night. Okay. Right, so that was one alone. Right, so it could be that this person.
No, I'm saying that Mara seems to say that it's only, let's say, for Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan and Sandra.
No, they said that maybe if you have two.
Two.
Right. Rabbi Kiva seems to say one, exactly. That's, no one holds like that. You found Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, how like that? That's another alone person, right. It's not universal. Okay, next. Bismal chalitzasa. So if you do it with your left foot, it is puzzle. If you do it with your left foot, it's puzzle. My time, why? Why can't you do a chalitza on the left foot? My time, Darbon. Amar Ula, Yalfinan, regel, mi mitzora. We make a gzera shava, regel, to mitzora. Ma lahalam, v'yamin, just like by mitzora. We know that it's your right foot. How do we know that? Because the Torah says so. Afkan diyamin. So too, the chalitza has to be done with the right foot. It could be a left shoe, b'diavad, but the right foot. Rabbi Elazar says back over here, he matired the left foot. How can he matir that? So the Gemara says, lo yalef regel mimitzara. He doesn't hold from the gzeir shava. Doesn't hold from the gzeir shava. Right? Not every gzeir shava you have to hold from. Ay, vatanir, b'lazar, omer. But the same Rabbi Elazar said, "Minayin liritzia shehi ba'ozen hayimanis." How do you know that when an Eved Ivri wants to stay longer by his master, how do you know that they make a hole in his ear by the delis, by the mashko, by the mezuzah? How do you know that's to the right ear? And the same Rabbi Elazar says, "It's a gzeir shava." Nemar kan ozen, v'nemar lahalon ozen. It says over here ozen, and it says by Mitzora, that they would put the shemen on the right ear. So it's Xer Shava, Malahal on Yamin, Afkan Yamin. So I don't know, what kind of kash is this? Maybe he held from that Xer Shava, and he didn't hold from the regal Xer Shava. Why is that a kasha? I don't know. Why is that a kasha? You have to hold from every Gzeira Shava, even if it's in the world of Metzora? I don't know. What? Right, why do they have to hold from both Gzeira Shavas? Yeah, he's the one who said the Ozen. He didn't hold from the Regel. Why does it have to be? Anyways, Amar Vitruk by Yosef, Amar B'Yochanan, Amar Mukhlef HaShita. Right. Reverse those shitas. Either some say you reverse here, some say you reverse there. Right, he's the one who said let's say by Betzora, let's say. So he's the one who said that it's not a good, he doesn't hold from that Gzeira Shava either. So that was the Chacham who said that Gzeira Shava. He did not hold from it. So it makes, it's not inconsistent. Rava Amar, Lolan Lo Tepach, no, you don't have to switch any shitas. There's another reason why he doesn't hold from the Gzeira Shava. Ozen Ozen Mufni, Ozen Ozen was a free, the words are extra, and therefore since they're extra, he was able to learn Gzeira Shava. Regel, regel, lo mufti, they're not available. The words are not extra. And what did we say? We said if words are not extra, you could ask a pircha. And if you ask a pircha, you can't answer the pircha. You can't learn the Gzeira Shava. V'chi lo mufni, my pircha ikka. So what's the pircha? Fine, this is not extra. That doesn't mean that the Gzeira Shava is not good. It means it's potentially not good. What's the pircha? The pircha is ikka lemifrach, ma'ala mitzora. What about a mitzvah? Shekein ta'un eitz ve'erez eitz erez ve'ezo v'shni talas. When it comes to a mitzvah, there's so much more going on. There's a whole, so many things going on in the process. That's why you need the right one. The right one's more chashuv. Who said you need to buy a chalita? So therefore, since he had that question, he didn't learn the Gzeira Shava. Since he didn't learn the Gzeira Shava, he permitted a left foot.
Wouldn't you say the other way around? Wouldn't you say kalachomer?
Say that again? What would be the Kal V'Chomer? So first of all, if it's a Kal V'Chomer, then it's logic. So if it's logic, you can't argue with logic.
I understand.
So what would be the Kal V'Chomer?
If Mitzora, there's so many Pratim, we have to worry about the specifics.
Yeah.
Here you have only one thing. You have two things. You have the foot and you have the sandal.
Right, so...
If it's so medactic there, Kal V'Chomer should be so medactic here.
No, that doesn't work that way.
Why?
It's not a Kal V'Chomer. We have to think that out.
It's
a chomer of a kal, right. That wouldn't work. Okay, next Mishnah. There are three things that go on by a chalitza. One is, she removes the shoe. Two, she spits. And three, both of them say psukim. This Mishnah is going to discuss what if one of these things is missing. So, chalitza, she takes off the shoe, virakavka, and she spits, avolo krof. She doesn't read those psukim. No psukim are being said. What's the halacha? Chalitasa kshera. The psukim are not ma'akev. Those are not ma'akev. That one's the only one that's not ma'akev. Kra. She raised the psukim. Virakaka. And she spits. Avo lo chalsa. But she doesn't take off the shoe. Chalitasa psula. That's puzzle. Why is that puzzle? Because I take off the shoe. There's no chalitza. Chalsa. The kra, she does chalitza and she reads the psukim avalo rekaka and she doesn't spit. Rabbi Elezer Omer chalitza psula, that is puzzle. Rabbi Akiva Omer chalitza kshera. Rabbi Akiva says it is kosher. What? Right. So if she only does. What's only went on here? It's going to come in the Gemara. So chalitza v'kra, she did chalitza, but she did not do any spitting. It's still good. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's still good. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's no good. According to Rabbi Akiva, so Amalei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Akiva, how could you say that's good? It says, kacha yaseh, so you shall do. How could you not say it has to be done? You didn't do any rekiki here. You didn't finish the job. So he says, "Kol davar shu ma'isa ma'akev." Anything that's a ma'isa is ma'akev. Yes, kriyas ha'psukim, it's not a ma'isa. We hold divrei on a ma'isa. So kriyas ha'psukim is not ma'akev. But, what about this? So, amalei Rabbi Akiva, no, misham raya, that's not a raya. Kacha yaseh le'ish, kol davar shu ma'isa bi'ish. Anything that's a ma'isa bi'ish, that's ma'akev. The spitting, that's not bi'ish. That's in front of the ish. It's toward the ish. It's not bit ish. So if there's no rakika, it's not going to be a problem. Okay? Next. They talk back to each other? Yeah, that sometimes. Yeah. We're going to have a stranger thing today. Don't worry. Hacheresh shenichlatz. If a cheresh does chalitza, or the hachareshes shechalta, or she is a cheresh, the choletzes lekatan, or it's done to a katan chalitzas a psula. All these are puzzle. None of these people have das. We're going to spend a little time talking about a cheresh. A cheresh doesn't have das lahalacha. Lahalacha, they don't have das. They could be brilliant. A katan can also be brilliant. Right? A shota can't be a shota. He doesn't have das. By definition, he's a shota. A katan can be brilliant. By lahalacha, they have no das. A cheresh, especially in those days, they were considered someone that had no das. They could be brilliant, but they can't express themselves because they can't hear and they can't speak. A cheresh means both. They can't hear and they can't speak. The key here is that it could be that if a gadol, if a pikeach is omed al gabav, maybe things would change. By a katan, that will not change. It doesn't make a difference. But by a cheresh, maybe if there's a guy there directing him and teaching him and showing him, it might change. Kamash Milan, it doesn't change, but that's going to be the havmini here. Why are we thinking that it could change? In other words, if they don't have das, there's no discussion. No, the answer is going to be if a gadol is omed al gabav. The Gemara never said that. A Tosfos says that. Anyway, kitana shechalta, a kitana, tachlots, misha tigdal. She has to do it again when she grows up. Right? Because it's no good. Vimlo, chalta, chalta, psula, it's nothing. Chalta bishnayim o bishlosha. This is, again, we had an aleph. If you did it with two or three dayanim, v'nim te echabim karva pasal, and one of them comes out to be a karva or pasal, chalita sapsula, it's no good. Rishimim yochra sandla, machshirin, they said it is good. Umaitse be'echa shechalts beno lebeina. Once there was a story where a guy did it beno lebeina, lebeisa asurim in the jail, ubal maitse lefner b'akiva, v'hechshir. B'akiva said it's no problem, no problem at all. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hashta damarta kriya lo mi'akva. Now that you told me kriya is not ma'akev, I don't have to have the kriya. So lafikach, therefore, ilay v'ilemes, if a mute, they can hear fine, they just can't speak. So they're not by definition someone without das. They're not a cheresh. They're not deaf, they just can't speak. So the ilay v'ilemes, chalitzatza k'shera. It should be good. It should be good. Why? Because kriya is not ma'akev. A cheresh is different because they have no das. These people have das. They just don't have any of the ability to speak. So it shouldn't be a problem. They didn't read the psukim. It's not ma'akev. We said number aleph is not ma'akev. The Mishnah said so. So the way says, wait a minute, Tanan, cheresh nichlatz v'charesh shecholza v'acholetz min hakadin chalitzas apsula. It's all no good by a cheresh. My time, why is it no good? Lav mishum de lav b'nei kriyaninu. Isn't it because they can't read? So Rava says, no, that's not the reason. Lo, mishum de lav b'nei deyaninu. It's because they don't have das. I hachi ilim v'ilemez nami. Don't an ilim and ilemez also have no das? Amar Rava, no. Ilim v'ilemez b'nei deyaninu. They do have das. What's the problem? They can't speak. They can't speak. So therefore, Rava says there's no reason why an Elam and Elemes can't do chalitza. They can't read the psukim. So what?
The psukim
amakiv.
You said
about this. No, we said no one holds psukim amakiv. Everyone agrees psukim amakiv. Now here's where Amar Dvei Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said there's another reason why. Elaine and why a cheresh and a chareshet can't do chalitza. Lefisha eina ba'amar va'amra. Because they can't speak. It's because they can't speak. So Tosfos says, what's going on? What do you mean because they can't speak? We just said a second ago, they have no das. So Tosfos says, no, even if there's a gadol omer al gabav, even if there's a guy there, right? Some friend who's telling them what to do, he's showing them how to do chalitza. It's still no good. So it's more than das. It's more than das. Because here, they don't have das, and we're coming up with another reason why they can't do chalitza. What's the reason? Speech. So it's more than das. So Rafa, how can a mute do chalitza? It's more than das. It's speech. Aye, doesn't our Mishnah say it's not ma'akev? It's not ma'akev. So what's going on here? Right? That's the question. It's more. If it's more than speech, why is it ma'akev? Our Mishnah says it's not ma'akev. Right? Here's the answer. Ella, ki itmar rava, the rava asefa itmar. Here's what rava said. First of all, the Mishnah says, Cheresh echal nechlatz v'cheresh echalotza v'chalotz ben akatan chalitzatza psula. If a cheresh or a cheresh is duchalitza, it's no good. Amar Rava, Rava says as follows, Hashda damar ta kriya ma'akva. Now that you're telling me that a kriya is ma'akev, where's a ma'akev? We'll see in a second. Lefikach ilim v'ilem et shecholtu chalitzatza psula. Umas nisan kirebi zera. The Mishnah is like Reb Zera. What did Reb Zera say? There's a halacha as follows. Somebody wants to bring a carbon mincha, they can bring as much mincha, as much flour as they want. As much flour as they want. However, Reb Zera said, if you're bringing more than 60 portions, then you can bring 60 portions in one kli. If you're bringing more than 60, you have to separate the kli. Why? Because you're bringing so much flour, it's not going to mix well in the kli. 60 will mix fine with the oil. 61, it's going to be too much flour. It's not going to mix well. So the Gemara asks over there in Menachos, who cares? You don't have to mix it at all. So why can't you bring 61 in a kli? Why is it called a 60? So Reb Zera said, if you can mix it, then it's not ma'akev. But if you can't mix it, it's ma'akev. Which is a famous line. The Amar Reb Zera, kol haroy labila, if it's roy to be mixed, meaning it's less than 60, ain bila ma'akeves. The fact that you didn't mix it, the flour and the oil there for the karbincha, it doesn't make a difference. But if it can't be mixed nicely because it's simply too big, it's too much, then bila ma'akevespo, the mixing is ma'akev, therefore put it in two separate kalim. What does that do with us? If you can speak, if you have the power of speech, the psukim are not ma'akev. You left them out, you forgot them, you don't read them, you didn't know them, you're not ma'aretz, but you can say them, it's not ma'akev. If you don't have the power of speech, either you're a mute or you're deaf, you're a cher or an ilim, then it's makif. And therefore, none of these people are going to be good. Even though if they have das, there's someone al gabov, it doesn't make a difference. All these cases, they don't have any. All these cases, they don't have the ability. Then it's makif, just like the flower. Okay. Yeah?
Well, the concept here is...
It's 60.
60, you can determine measures back and forth. But once it's past 60, oh, interesting. You can tell how much the other
men are in there. Right. Interesting. Okay. A few more lines, and then we'll talk. Shalchu le la'avud Shmuel. He sent the following question. Yivama shirakika. What if the Yivama spit? And then everybody went home. Everybody went home. Nobody, they didn't wait. Right? They were in a big rush. And everybody went home. And everybody said, by the way, she forgot to take off his shoe. Yeah, let's say. Or let's say they did it this way. I'm not sure what the order is. Let's say they did it this way. So first... Fine. It's fine. It could be.
So basically
everything happened besides taking off the shoe. They didn't take off the shoe. So the question is, our Mishnah said that if you spit and don't take off the shoe, everyone holds it's nothing. What if you did it the other way around? If you took off the shoe and didn't spit, there was a machloket. That was a machloket. Rabbi Akiva said it's okay. Here, you spit and then you go home. So the Shmuel's father said, Yivama shirakika, if a Yivama spit and that's it, tachlos, she still must take off that shoe. Meaning, if you only do one, it's no good. Michlal, what do you see from here? The afsilele me'achin. She will, but since you need to do the second half, the first half will passel her from marrying one of the brothers. In other words, let's say they go to Beis Din and she spits at one of the brothers. Then everybody goes home. Then one of the brothers says, "You know what? I think I'm going to do yibam with her. After all, we didn't do a chalitza yet. She didn't take off anyone's shoe." All she did was spit. You know what? I was going to do chalitza. I didn't want her. I changed my mind. Now I'll do Yibam. According to him, you can't do Yibam. Why? Because already she started. She started, she spit at him, she spit at one of them, that's it. She's got to finish it up. But that's enough to ruin any possibility of a marriage here. Who said that? Mani, who said that? Elema Rabbi Akiva. If it's Rabbi Akiva, that can't be. It can't be Rabbi Akiva. Why? Hashta umab mako mitzvah. When there's a mako mitzvah, meaning the chalitza, the ikal meimar midi dehavi aimurim, just like the aimurim, which we'll explain in a second, which is the aimurim. The halacha is as follows: if you have the, you're not, a carbon doesn't become completed until there's aimurim. The aimurim are the facts that are burned on the mizbeach. Let's say they're lost. Let's say they're lost, or they become tamei. So the halacha is, then do without it. If they're around, they have to be burnt. But if they're lost, they're lost. What can we do? So, ma b'makom mitzvah, the ikel meimar midi dehava aimurim, it's just like the aimurim, right? The chiles nehu, if they're not around, we lost them. Lo ma'akve, if I'm ma'akev, v'chi itznehu, but if they're around, ma'akve, they are ma'akev, am Rabbi Akiva, lo ma'akva. And Rabbi Akiva said, if you just do the chalitza without the spitting, it's enough. So here, if you just, and that's the bigger mitzvah, right? Everyone holds the chalitza as the bigger mitzvah. So if you do the lesser mitzvah, me'achid ifsala, you're going to passel the brother? Of course not. Can't be Rabbi Akiva. Ella, it's going to be Rabbi Lazar. How can it be? It's going to be Rabbi Lazar. But I v'hashnei devarim hamati reninu. He required both. He required both items. He said you have to have both, right? If you do the chalitza without the spitting, he held it was nothing. He held it was nothing. Ushnei devarim hamati rim emalim zebezeh. You can't do one without the other. That's a kudshim principle, but we're applying it here. So who is the author? Who said this father? Who said the statement from Shmuel's father? The halacha. Ella Kirebi, it's Rebbe Titania, Kifse Ateres, from left field, from Shavuos, the two sheep, that are the two goats that are brought on Shavuos, Ein Mekachin HaLechem El B'Shechita. What makes the Lechem, right, the Shtei HaLechem, what makes them Kodesh? The Shechita of the carbon of those two Shtei HaLechem, of those two Kifse Ateres. That's what sanctifies the bread. Ketzad, what's right? Shacht on l'shman, v'zorak dam on l'shman. You shecht the animals properly. You sprinkle the blood properly. Kiddush alechem. Alechem's fine. Shachat shelo l'shman. If you did the shechita, no good. V'zorak l'shman. But the sprinkling was good. Lo kiddush alechem. It doesn't work. Shacht on l'shman, v'zorak dam on shelo l'shman. If you did one, if you did the shechita good, but not the sprinkling. Kadosh v'ena kadosh. It's a little bit good. In what way is it a little bit good? The Mefarshim explained, it has kedushas haguf, but it can't be eaten. Fine. So what do you see from here? That there's a Rebbe who holds one item will work to some extent. According to Rebbe Akiva, it doesn't work at all. According to Rebbe Lazar, you need both. According to Rebbe, it's a middle sheet. I know this is from left field, but they're applying it from Kifsei Atzeres to Chalitza. If you do one without the other, it works a little bit. How does it work? It passes the brothers. Is she fully married? Is she fully free? No, she's not. Same thing over here. The Lechem has Kachim. It has Kedusha. Can you eat it? No, you can't. And Divrei Rebbe, V'lazer Rebbe Shimon Amar, V'olam Ein HaKadosh Ad Sheyishchat L'shman V'Yizrok Daman L'shman. Has to be both. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf is absolutely amazing. But just one Rambam here, which will... Very interesting. Very interesting. Here's the Rambam. The whole everything we've done the past week is in one halacha in the Rambam. Listen to this Rambam. It's in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav. Ketzad Cholzin. How do you do chalitza? Mevi'in lo minol shel or. You bring a leather shoe. Sheyesh lo ekev. It has a sole. The ena tofer v'pishton. And it's not sewed up with anything else. Right? You can see how he's passing on each one of these issues that we've had the past week. V'lov shel b'yamin. Put on his right shoe. On his right foot. V'kosher ritzuas of araglo. You tie the straps on the regel. V'omeid hu v'hi v'bezdin. They're both standing in bezdin, right? It's like every word here is counted. V'umakrin liyavama b'loshen kodesh, right? You read in the Hebrew, man yibni. V'achar kach makrin liyavam lo chafatzdi l'kachta. I don't want you. Right? V'noeitz ragla, listen to this. V'noeitz ragla ba'aretz. V'hi yoshevez u'poshetes yoda b'bezdin. U'materes ritzuos haminal. She undoes the straps. Me'al raglo, v'choletes haminol, she takes off the shoe, here's the key line, u'mashleches oso la'aretz, she throws it on the ground. She takes the shoe and throws it on the ground. Umishayashmeit rov ha'ekev hutra hayivam alazar. Once the majority is off, she becomes mutter to anybody else. That's what we said. So everybody asks, what does the Rambam mean? She throws it on the ground. What is that? What is that? So there are four explanations of what that means. The Beit Yosef says, it's lav dafka, that's a din. It's not a din that has to throw it on the ground. Lav dafka. The Bach says, no, it's a din. Why? Because he says that all she's showing is, it's not my shoe. I don't want that shoe. It doesn't belong to me. I didn't lend it to him. It's just a mitzvah. So she throws it on the ground to show that it's not hers. The Zecher David says, very interesting, he says, listen, she would have been his wife, and she would have fetched things for him and been his wife and his better half, and now he doesn't want her, go get the shoe yourself. That's what he says. It's like she's demonstrating that it's nothing to do with him. Right? The Yamshal Shlomo says, no, it's really just issues of bizayon, so it's like the spinning, it's a bizayon, right? He doesn't want to do a mitzvah, it's a bizayon. The Aruch HaNer says to show kas, that she's upset that he's not fulfilling the mitzvah. Fine, all nice reasons. What's the makar for this? The Torah says he has no idea what the makar for the Rambam is. What's the makar? She has to throw it. We said nice, beautiful reasons. What's the makar? There's no makar for this. Nobody was able to find the makar, except until the Gra came along. The Gra says, from the bottom over here, the Gra says, Lashon HaTor, Eini yodea lo matzricha lahashlichol ba'aretz. I don't know why you have to throw it on the ground. Where did the Rambam get that from? Aval hu minag hakadmonim. It's an old minag. Kamasha kasav. It's a Zohar. The Zohar says, you throw it on the ground. Now, I'm not Zohar to own a Zohar. My wife told me, for my 40th birthday, she's buying me the 10-volume one, you know, with the Hebrew translation of the Zohar. I saw the Zohar last night, quoted another Sefer. I just couldn't understand what he was talking. I didn't understand it. So the beginning of Parshas Chukas. The Zohar in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, somehow Paraduma gets to Chalitza, and at the beginning of Parshas Chukas, the Zohar talks about, some of the words are familiar, and it says there about throwing it on the ground, and he gives a whole reason, it's like 8 long lines, why you should do that. I didn't understand it. If anybody could understand it, we'd love to have a Hesber. This brings up a very interesting discussion. Did the Rambam know about the Zohar? This is one of the proofs he did. There's no other reason anyone could think of what's the makar for the Rambam. It's generally either a source, a Bavli, Yerushalmi, a Sifri, a Sifra, a Medrash, it's a source, or if he comes up with it on his own, he will say, Yirali, I have my own Chiddush. But if he doesn't say that, it's generally a source. It's very interesting if the Rambam ever knew the Zohar. Some say, I don't mean scholars, some say that the Rambam was a Makubal. I know the rationalists that love the Rambam can't accept that. However, There's a Kabbalah Sefer written in the 1400s, but it's like quasi-Kabbalah, written by somebody called the Racanati, the Racanti. He was an Italian Makubal, and he wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos. And all the reasons for all the mitzvos are all Alpi Kabbalah. And so many of them are exactly what the Rambam says. Which is very interesting, that in Mor Nevuchah, the Rambam gives so many reasons for things, and they all fit with exactly these ideas. Which, again, the Rambam never does he quote a source. Never does. We always have to figure out what his sources were. Here also. So, first of all, it's a very interesting idea. First of all, so the reasons are very beautiful. Why she would do that. What she demonstrated by Daska throwing it on the ground. The Gra said it's a Mefarish Zohar. The Torah probably never saw Zohar. The Zohar was first discovered in the 1200s. Right? So, if the Rambam, so now that I'm thinking about it, the Rambam died in 1204. So that means, right, Moshe de Leon was the first person that discovered the Zohar. That's why if you look at secular sources, they'll always say that he wrote it. He didn't write it. We have a Kabbalah that was written by Rishon Bayechoi, by a holy Tana. It was not written in the 1200s. If you look at secular sources, they'll say it was written in the 1200s. It wasn't written. It was discovered in the 1200s. Rashi Mestama never saw a Zohar. Right? The Rambam was a Makubal. So I don't know if he saw the Zohar or he saw ideas from the Zohar. It could be that. Same thing with the Rambam. So I know there's a Shalos and Tshuva Sefer called Teres Paz, which is a current, a Sephardi living in Eretz Yisrael, has like 8 volumes of Shalos and Tshuva. It's a big Sephardi posig. He says it's obvious that the Rambam had access, that a Mekubal had access to the Zohar, certainly, based right here on Hilchos Yibum and Chalitza. All right, tomorrow, like I said, tomorrow is an unbelievable daf, and we'll see everyone then, and everyone have a very good day and a very good, meaningful Chodesh Elul.